This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. The Biden administration says it may put gray wolves back on the endangered species list. That's after some Republican-controlled states have moved to make it easier for people to hunt the animals. The administration now says it will conduct a year-long review, which could complicate Colorado's wolf reintroduction effort. That's because if wolves are declared endangered, the state could lose its direct control over the species. A complaint will move forward alleging three prominent Republicans improperly tried to influence the state's redistricting process. Here's CPR's Benta Berkland.
A Democratic attorney initially filed the complaint. Now the Colorado Secretary of State's office says it identified potential violations of Colorado's lobbying laws. Former Republican State Senator Greg Brophy and former State House Speaker Frank McNulty are accused of failing to register as lobbyists or disclose clients. It alleges that they and Alan Philp with the Colorado Neighborhood Coalition all failed to disclose lobbying income. It is legal for people to lobby the Independent Redistricting Commission as long as they disclose who they work for. The state's elections division says it will further investigate to determine whether the violations occurred. McNulty says the neighborhood coalition was in full compliance with the law. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Cooler weather on the Front Range today. In fact, the National Weather Service says it's Denver's first in nearly a month with a temperature below normal average. Denver and Colorado Springs will reach the low 70s. This is CPR News and KRCC.